now to Rose in Southern California, listening on 9:30 a.m., the mighty KHJ in Los Angeles. Rose, you are on with Rose.
Thank you. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Rose. I'm in Southern California, too.
Well, thank you for being here and helping us to understand some of the issues and concerns that we have in regards to marriage and so forth. This is not really on after divorce, so I hope it's an appropriate question. It is in regards to marriage, and the question is, if someone goes into marriage loving or hoping they were marrying someone else, would that marriage be valid?
Well, that's a complex question. It's very interesting, but your affections, the way you feel towards somebody, doesn't necessarily make your vows valid or invalid. Validity is based on two people, a man and woman, who come together and have both the intent and the ability to enter marriage as Christ has married to his bride, the church, which is a free, full, faithful, fruitful union. On some days, you know what? I don't love my husband. And some days, he doesn't love me. But we made a vow, and in our mind and our hearts, we intend to be faithful to each other, and that's where the validity of a marriage bond comes, not necessarily in the emotions. But if somebody gets married to somebody and they love somebody else, I think that's not a good thing to do. Don't you?
Yes. I would agree, and it was beautifully explained. I understand it very well. Thank you. I still feel that the question is maybe not clear on my side. So that's very beautiful, and I do capture that.
Rose, can I ask you a question? So are you saying if you marry that person, but you're not in love with them and you don't really love them and you don't really intend marriage, but you're marrying them for some other reason, is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I'm referring to someone who hoped they would have married someone else, but they just felt that person was not
available.
They had no idea. Yeah, available. If that person was ever going to be available, to, you know, but that person was not married. It's a single person. But they just didn't know if this person was ever going to come back into their, not maybe not into their life, but their circle of friends where they could re-engage.
Well, you know what? This is a very deep psychological issue that has to be explored with professionals. But I would just say, on the surface of it, it sounds like somebody in that situation used the other person. They married them, not being in love with them, for some other good or benefit to themselves. Now, we can't get into validity or invalidity because it requires much more. But just in general, whoever this person is, they should probably go get some help.